Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for our Monday morning house call with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Doc, do we know anyone who has not gotten COVID lately? What is the situation at Northwestern hospitals and doctors' offices?
Yeah, John, you know, Bob, we have seen so much. It's crazy. When you start to look at the numbers of what's going on, and everyone's seen it on the news, they have to understand that the impact is really being felt in the hospitals. And for us hospitals, not only are we full, but we're also being stressed now with staff testing positive. And even with the shortened quarantine time, it still is putting a lot of stress on the occupations, you know, for the nurses and the respiratory therapists and the rest of us. So it's going to be a little tight here these next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
The CDC is mulling the test requirement guidelines if you're in isolation. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, they're mulling whether you should test negative again after the 5 days. And I think we have to be really careful about how we're using the test, because two things: not only is the burden of finding a test going to become more difficult, but also now the length of time for that test result to come back. So we need to make sure that we're able to do certain occupations in a very timely manner. You know, you look at New York City, where, you know, 20% of their firefighters and police officers are testing positive. They need to be able to get a test done quickly and easily to get back to protect everybody. Same with the nurses and the doctors and the rest of the staff at the hospitals. So to just say, you know what, I want to get a test because I have symptoms, I think we're going to really have to stop thinking about that. And then also coming off of that quarantine, that's going to be another one that's going to put the burden. So I guess my big thing would be to say, don't get a test right now just because you want to know. Let's make sure we're testing people appropriately so we can get them back into the workforce.
If you're exposed to the virus, how long does it usually take to get infected? When would it be wise to get a test? When would it show up on a test?
Yeah, and that's probably one of the other big things. If someone gets exposed and they run out and get a test, and it's like, well, you just wasted that test. I could have told you before we did it that it was going to be negative. Your body hasn't had enough chance to make a response for it if you're getting a PCR test, nor has the virus replicated enough to be caught, you know, for some of these. So really, it's going to be a couple of days at least before you would test positive. So, you know, we look at a couple 2-day incubation period. And again, if people are asymptomatic, but you've been exposed, just kind of be really careful. Mask, stay in, do all those things to slow the spread, because as you've seen, the spread is, you know, look what's happened in Florida over the past 4 days. It's only going to get worse there.
One of the email questions that came in from a listener for you: are the boosters protecting people with underlying health conditions and the elderly from serious illness and death if they get a breakthrough case of the Omicron virus?
Yeah, so it certainly appears that that is going to help quite a bit. Now, there's two parts to that question. One is kind of interesting that, you know, even in the state of Illinois, where we are very good at getting people vaccinated, we have only about 40-45% that have been fully boosted. So that's a subset of that. But we certainly are seeing that those individuals who are immunocompromised, we have to remember that the immunocompromised, Bob, getting the booster just gets them back to a level where a good, healthy person got after 2 shots. So certainly we're seeing them decrease in the number of hospitalizations and severe illness, but we still have to be extremely careful if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, if you're obese. Those are the big ones that we're looking at right now.
Talking about being careful, I have permanently retired all of my cloth masks because all the experts, including you, Doc, are saying that that cloth mask may look good and be comfortable, but it doesn't do you much good, does it?
You're exactly right. You know, too many people wore cloth masks because they wanted to be stylish and they felt comfortable and they were easy to breathe through. And we have to understand that the cloth, although they may be comfortable and stylish, but they only block the large droplets. And we're talking about these viruses being in much smaller droplets. Not only that, the cloth masks that feel so comfortable, one of the reasons they feel comfortable is they don't fit well, you know, especially over the bridge of the nose to close that area. So certainly people need to go back to surgical masks or the KN95s, you know, if you really want to make sure you're protected. Well, cloth masks with multiple layers are okay, but I can tell you that the surgical mask is much easier to breathe through and more comfortable than a really thick cloth mask.
And again, that blue surgical mask that is inexpensive and they're everywhere. I know a lot of experts say you should get rid of that after one day, but unless you're in the operating room, we can wear those several days, can't we?
100%. You don't have to clean them. You have to remember that the breathing is that's coming into that is yours, so if you already have it. And certainly, you know, I can tell you here, I'll wear one for about 3 days. You know, I take it off sometimes when I'm in my office, if no one's in the office with me. But, you know, I wear it for 3 days. And then individuals also, you can slip two of those on if you really want to be protective. And it's still very comfortable and easy to breathe through. But like you said, they're inexpensive. They're disposable. They're very easy to find right now. And certainly probably, as per the CDC and the research has been done, probably the safest masks you can wear.
Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Doc, do we still have to bathe in Purell or wipe down the cat, or does Omicron just spread through breathable air droplets?
No. Certainly, well, I mean, I wouldn't wash your mail or clean your dogs and cats, but certainly make sure that you're washing your hands frequently. And again, we talked about all these basics a long time ago. We were talking about a virus that is not as contagious as Omicron. So we need to get back to some of the basics, blocking and tackling, you know, washing your hands, don't touch your face, wear the mask, all those things. Because if you look at the state or the country right now, the entire country is dipped in red, meaning we have every single state with high transmission of this virus, and it is not slowing down yet.
Yeah, and the flu is back and colds are back, aren't they?
Flu is back. Absolutely, flu is back. We're seeing influenza A, which is even, you know, throws more of a curveball at us, because now is this influenza? Is it COVID? You know, if it's influenza, we can still use Tamiflu. If it's COVID, you know, we have other treatment options that will hopefully be out here very soon. But we're going to have to know the difference of that. And that is going to put stress on the emergency rooms as people come in saying, okay, do I have influenza or do I have COVID? Because now I might have treatment options here, hopefully within the next week.
Does the viral load in COVID patients get lower by the day as time goes on?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's going to peak at about, well, you know, it really varies because we don't know the exact date of the exposure, but it certainly will drop off. And the symptoms, the viral load can drop off and the symptoms can still stay, because the symptoms aren't really based on the viral load. The symptoms are more based on your body's reaction to the virus. So you still may have the fevers. The body's still trying to fight off this. You still may have the congestion. So, you know, it's certainly that the viral load decreases as we fight it off, but the symptoms may still linger for a while.
And if you have it, what's the best thing to take? What's the best course of action?
Well, right now, you know, for COVID, it is going to be do all the things that you would do for the normal common cold. Keep your fluids up. Make sure your nutritional status is good. Get as much rest as you possibly can. If you smoke, don't smoke. This the Omicron is upper respiratory, so sometimes people might take Mucinex to help kind of clear some of these secretions. But that's going to be the big thing. But then everyone will need to watch for this Paxlovid if that gets released, you know, which it's gotten its EUA, and now how is it going to get distributed to the states? Those individuals who are at high risk will have a treatment option with this pill medication from Pfizer, and hopefully the Merck one will be approved this week, so we might have two options. But again, those are going to be the ones where if you get exposed, if you start to have symptoms, you're going to need to get in and get treated quickly, which is going to stress the hospitals and emergency rooms even more.
Do you see cases where people are getting it more than once?
Yes, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing people that got it very early on, say a year ago, before they were vaccinated, and now have gotten it again. And there's two parts about that. One is that we know that the vaccine is not 100% protective. But we also know that the ones that are getting it the second time, the symptoms are less and the length of the illness is a lot less. Individuals, if you remember before, we would be talking about individuals who have been in the hospital for 10, 20, 30, 40 days. Now, even some of the people that are being hospitalized are only here for a short period of time, as it's not impacting their lungs as much as it is their upper respiratory tract.
Here's a good question that came in on the text line. My husband and adult daughter who live with me have tested positive for COVID. Symptoms started Christmas Eve for my husband, the following Monday for my daughter. I am fully vaccinated and boosted with no symptoms. How long do I have to worry about possibly catching the virus from them?
I'll tell you, if all three of them are in the same house, if that's the question, it sounded like they were all there. The chance that she does not get it is extremely low. In other words, she's been in close contact with these individuals. She may have had it and had a mildly symptomatic or asymptomatic case. But what'd you say, Christmas Eve, and what was the second date?
Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve for my husband, the following Monday for my daughter.
Yeah, so she's already going to be a week out right now. You know, she's got another couple day window of her getting it, but I would bet that she probably got it. She was probably vaccinated and got either asymptomatic or very mild symptoms that she didn't even notice, because for her to dodge two people in the same house for that period of time would be pretty amazing.
And let me make sure I have this straight now. On the rapid test, frequently you can get a false negative, but if that's positive, it's pretty accurate. And the PCR is much more accurate than the rapid.
Right? Correct. Correct. And people always wonder, why did they give me two when I bought the kit? Why are there two kits here, two tests here? And you hit it right on the head. You get the positive first, that's great. You don't even need to do the second test. But if you get a negative, we tell people, wait a day or two and then do the second, for two reasons. One is the accuracy, and then two is, we discussed just moments ago, the timing portion of it. If you tested too early and you got a negative, is that a negative test? No. Wait two more days, take that second test, and see what those results are. And you're absolutely right. The PCR test is a lot more accurate.
Think we'll be done with all this by the end of the month?
No. Nope. I wish I could say yes, but I don't think so. I think we're looking at, you know, March, April. But I think it's going to be really good news at that time. But I think we're going to have a couple. I think January, February, the beginning of March are going to be very difficult for all of us.
All right. So in February, we have to hope that no one plans any mass Groundhog Day gatherings. It's Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Thanks, as always, Doc, and we'll talk to you next Monday morning.
Sounds great, Bob. Take care.